Powering Luminous Core Collapse Supernovae with Jets, by Noam Soker. I examine recent fitting of luminous supernovae, LSNE, with extra energy sources of magnetar and helium burning and find that in about half of these LSNE the fitting parameters have some problems. In some LSNE the total energy of these two energy sources is larger than the kinetic energy of the ejecta that the fitting yields. In some others LSNE the total energy of the delayed neutrino explosion mechanism in these two extra sources combined is smaller than the kinetic energy that the fitting yields. These difficulties suggest that, like earlier claims that jets power superluminous supernovae, SLSNE, jets also power the less luminous LSNE. A magnetar might also supply energy. However, in most cases jets supply more energy than the magnetar, during the explosion and possibly at late times. I strengthen an earlier claim that jets launched at magnetar birth cannot be ignored. I explain the trend of maximum rise time for a given luminosity of hydrogen-deficient core collapse supernovae, CCSNE, in particular LSNE and SLSNE, with a toy model of jets that are active for a long time after explosion. This was Powering Luminous Core Collapse Supernovae with Jets, by Noam Soker.